Michael.
Peter.
How familiar are you with meme stocks?
Not super familiar, but I do know that if you want to get rich, it's very obvious that you should start with the place you also go to buy a used copy of Banjo-Kazooie.
We purposefully refuse to commit to any particular subject matter for our bonus episodes, but I think we've largely stayed to this point within the framework of like media critique. Mm-hmm. And this is the first episode where the primary justification is that I just want to talk about this. I've been in a Reddit rabbit hole on this for 2 years on my own.
I'm so excited.
Losing my mind. And now I have a platform and I'm just going to dump it all on you and our listeners.
The only reason I'm doing this is because this opens the door for me to eventually do an episode about Eurovision. I'm glad we made it.
So this is basically the story of how a widely publicized breakout in the stock of the video game retailer GameStop in January 2021 grew into a full-blown cult predicated around an elaborate conspiracy theory.
I love this shit.
So did you follow the original sort of GameStop stock run-up in 2021?
All of this financial stuff I treat like sports. People mm-hmm. clearly care a lot about it, but like, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those stories that I just looked at and was like, no, I'm just not going to investigate what's actually going on here. Mm-hmm. My understanding was it was like, there were some subreddits and it was like some dumbasses who were basically shorting the stock of GameStop, I guess.
Yeah, that is the basics. Mm-hmm. I am going to start from the beginning here, which is a little bit before the events that sort of entered the media spotlight. Mm-hmm. In 2019, a man named Keith Gill, a financial analyst under the social media handles Roaring Kitty and Deep Fucking Value, started to publicize on investing forums and on his YouTube channel a thesis that GameStop, the video game retailer, was not headed for bankruptcy, as many investors expected, but would show surprising resilience and, in fact, be successful moving forward.
So this whole thing starts with someone thinking that, like, a video game store is going to make it?
That's right. GameStop had brought in a new chairman, okay. Ryan Cohen, who founded the online pet store Chewy.
Okay.
According to Gill and I think some others, there was like a coherent plan to turn the company around, shift away from brick and mortar retail, move it into e-commerce. This is something that's like relatively common in investing spaces where there are companies that are sort of on the surface just going down, right?
Yeah.
But there are people that believe in the turnaround story. Mm-hmm. And some of them turn around and some don't.
Right.
But you can often make a lot of money by getting these right, because when everyone believes one thing and you believe the other thing and you're right, that's a good way to make money.
It seemed like the fundamental fact was that like GameStop is pretty doomed mm-hmm. because the vast majority of people now buy video games online.
Yeah.
So the idea of like going to a store to like browse video games, nothing about a video game store makes any sense to me. So it just seemed from my distance, obviously any video game store is going to go the way of Blockbuster.
I think that their response to that, just to give it like a high level, is twofold. One, there was some like loose plans to do digital sales. Mm-hmm. You would buy your like digital token for a game through GameStop and then you download it to your console. That sort of adds a middleman to the whole process that you don't need.
Yeah, I don't know why I would do that, but okay.
Whatever. The other part of it, which I think is a bigger part of it, is that they were going to pivot away from games themselves and towards things like accessories. They're selling like Funko Pop.
Okay.
They're doing like video game adjacent things,
okay.
selling things that are part of nerd culture, stuff like that.
Right. Fidget spinners, 20-sided dice. Yes.
Yeah. So Keith Gill is posting about this in a couple of places. One is his YouTube channel again. The other is the subreddit Wall Street Bets.
Yes.
Do you know what Wall Street Bets is?
No, I only know it from this absurd controversy.
Wall Street Bets is a subreddit, a Reddit community that's basically just a place where people gamble, but with stocks.
Okay.
It's not really a community of investors. It's like an investment thesis.